Good morning, and welcome to Uncle Paul's Jazz Closet, your local radio show about jazz drummer Paul Modian. This is your host, Cindy McGurl. I'd like to thank my sponsor, the Camden Conference. And today's show is part two of a show I started last week of Paul Modian's early recordings. So we're going to be focusing on the late 1950s and a little bit of the early 1960s. But before we start the show, I just wanted to give condolences to the family and friends of drummer Steve Grover, who passed away yesterday. And he was a live guest on my show less than 2 months ago, I would say. And I put a link on the Facebook page if you didn't catch that show. Really great drummer and teacher who taught at the University of Maine for many years and influenced many, many musicians and a real force for jazz here in Maine and also just around the country. And a really, really nice guy. I'm really sad. And I'm really glad I did get to meet him and know him just a little bit. And he really had a lot of friends, really a touching person. So we're going to start off the show with the album from Lee Konitz, Live at the Half Note. This wasn't released until 1994 on Polygram, but it was recorded way back in 1959, and it features Lee Konitz on alto saxophone, Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Bill Evans on piano, Jimmy Garrison on bass, and Paul Modian on drums, and this is the cut Palo Alto. Thank you.
Thank you.
Live at the Half Note in 1959, Palo Alto, attuned by Lee Konitz, with Lee Konitz, Warren Marsh, Bill Evans, Jimmy Garrison, and Paul Modian. And I've got readings again from Paul Modian's autobiography. Lee Konitz is talking about Lenny Tristano, so. While sitting backstage in the dressing room of the showplace one night during a break, Lee Konitz said, "Hey, Lenny, I find it hard to play after Warren Marsh. He plays so good, I feel funny and strange playing after him. It's like I can't come up with anything to play. It's almost like my mind goes blank." It sounded weird to me when Lee said that. How could he say that? I thought he was an original and incredible saxophone player. He had such a beautiful sound on the alto. "Lee, you sound great," I told him. "Don't worry about anything. Don't worry about any beep like that." Lenny also told him to play with confidence and to forget any thoughts like that. "It's beep. Just play," he said. Next up, I have Stan Getz Quartet at the Red Hill Inn in 1957, and that inn was in New Jersey. And this is the tune Jordu by Duke Jordan, and I'm not really sure. I don't think it's on any album or anything, and Paul had written it on his discography, and I did find it on YouTube. And it features Stan Getz on tenor saxophone, Mose Allison on piano, Jug Taylor on bass, and Paul Modian on drums.
Some blues to introduce Stan Getz in the quartet. We've got Mose Allison on piano, Jug Taylor's bass, and Paul Modian on the drums. Mr. Getz himself, America's number one tenor saxophonist. Going to start with a tune of Duke Jordan's called Jordu. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that was Mose Allison's I Love the Life I Live album with the song Hitting on One by Mose Allison, 1960 RCA Victor recording. Mose Allison piano, Henry Grimes on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. And that's another one of those albums where different musicians play on different cuts. Paul is on like three of them. And they toured a lot together, but there aren't really that many recordings. I have another album that Paul's on. So I want to remind you that you're listening to Community Radio, WRFR 93.3 FM in Rockland, Maine, and streaming online at WRFR.org. And we do have a new streaming address. If you listen on the radio, on the internet sometimes, you should go to the website and get the new link. So before Mose Allison, we heard another cut from Live at the Half Note, 317 East 32nd, which is a Lenny Tristano composition. And that album is 1959 recording, Lee Konitz, Warren Marsh, Bill Evans, Jimmy Garrison, and Paul Modian. And at the top of the set, we heard Jordu with the Stan Getz Quartet, with Stan Getz, Mose Allison, Jug Taylor, and Paul Modian, 1957. So I've got some more reading from Paul's autobiography. And this is about Lenny Tristano. Lenny Tristano, a blind pianist, created a unique and new style of jazz, a music school all his own. It was 1958 when I first started working with Lenny. The beginning was at the Half Note, the jazz club downtown on the corner of Spring and Hudson Street. I continued to work with him on and off through 1962. We played at the Half Note for 10 weeks once, 10 weeks in the same club. Lenny kept me on the gig, but used a different bass player every week. Paul Chambers, Teddy Kotick, Peter Ind, Jimmy Garrison, Henry Grimes, Whitey Mitchell, Sonny Dallas, Nobby Tota. I don't remember exactly who else played bass, but Lenny liked Peter Ind. Peter, can you make the gig for the rest of our engagement? No, Lenny. I'm not happy with the music. You don't have any love in your music. It surprised me when he said that. Peter didn't play with us again. Standing outside the club one night with Paul Chambers during intermission, Paul said, I hate this music. It's toy music. There were others that didn't like the music. Most of the time, I enjoyed the gig and the music. It gave me a chance to play somewhat differently. The music was different than what I was used to. It was challenging and complicated and required a high level of concentration. So Paul did do a little recording with Lenny Tristano, not very much, but I have the album Continuity, and it was recorded in October of 1958. I have the record that came out in 1985 and from Jazz Records. And this tune is My Baby, a Lenny Tristano recording, Lenny Tristano composition. Lenny Tristano piano, Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Henry Grimes on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Thank you. That was Hal Stein and Warren Fitzgerald with The Sarong Is New, a Bob Newman composition. I played a bunch of cuts from that last week, and it's a 1955 recording. It was Paul Modian's first studio session that was released as an album, Progressive Records. And Hal Stein, alto saxophone, Warren Fitzgerald, trumpet, Bob Dereau on piano, Al Cotton on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Before that, we heard My Baby, a Lenny Tristano tune from Continuity. And next up, we're going to hear the tune Continuity from the same album. But first, I'm going to read a little bit more from Paul's autobiography. Sometimes I would exchange fours with Lenny. Lenny said, Paul, I like it when we play fours. I was thinking your solos sound like a drunk falling down a flight of stairs. Ha ha. Charlie Mingus came in one night, and I overheard him say to Lenny, you don't dig me because I'm black. How would I know? Lenny said. There were times when the music was glorious and I liked it. There were other times when I found it difficult and had a hard time with it. Lee Konitz was usually in the band, sometimes along with Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, two saxophones, bass, drums, and piano. Sometimes the band was a quartet with one saxophone, either only Warren Marsh or Lee Konitz. Thank you. Continuity, a tune by Lenny Tristano from the album of the same name, with Lenny on piano, Warren Marsh on tenor saxophone, Henry Grimes on bass, and Paul Modian on drums. Here's some more from Paul's autobiography. And Warren is Warren Marsh in this, and Lenny is Lenny Tristano. There was one night when Warren and I were on our way to the Half Note for our gig with Lenny. We were in a taxi, and everything seemed normal, a pleasant ride. I was looking forward to playing and thinking about the gig and the music when I noticed a car following us. When we got to Greenwich Village below 14th Street, we stopped for a red light, and the car that had been following us pulled up alongside. I saw that there were four men inside. Two of them got out and approached us, one on my side of the taxi and the other on Warren's side. Our cab driver said, "Don't open the doors or windows. Lock your door. They're going to rob us." I wondered if he thought that because two of them were black. No, I thought. Everything's okay. I didn't get any weird or bad vibe. I wasn't scared or worried, and I didn't lock my door. I even opened my window. They were cops. One of them said, "Got anything on you you're not supposed to have?" Warren began arguing with the cops. "What are you doing?" he raised his voice. "Why are you stopping us? We haven't done anything." I thought he was being nasty. Why was he provoking them? We were told that we fitted the description of two jewel robbers that they were looking for. They had heard the description of the thieves over their police radio. I hoped they would let us go, which they did. It was a scary moment. We told them we were playing at the Half Note and that we were on our way to work. When we reached the Half Note, I asked Warren why he acted as he did. Why was he so belligerent against the cops? "I thought you came on too strong," he said. He told me that he had a lot of pot on him and didn't want to get searched and busted. We were lucky. That night, the music was extraordinary. Lenny Tristano, Lee Konitz, Warren, and Henry Grimes. An interesting story. And nowadays, if it was reversed with white cops and black people in the car, they probably would have been dead. Sad but true. Next up, I have a cut from Warren Marsh's album, just named Warren Marsh, Just Squeeze Me, from recorded in 1958 with Paul Chambers on bass and Paul Modian on drums. I'm
Thank you.